With all the trial news in D.C. and New York this week, it was easy to miss the primaries happening. On Tuesday, voters in Wyoming and Alaska cast their ballots for their state's primary races. Here to fill us in on the results and what it all means is Dylan Scott, policy reporter for Vox. Hi, Dylan. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start with Wyoming. Obviously, it's a very big Republican state, so the GOP primary winner, State Treasurer Mark Gordon, may very well be the state's next governor. Tell us about him.
Sure. So, yeah, Wyoming had an open governor seat this year. Matt Mead, who's been the governor for a while now and is pretty popular, is leaving the office. And so the Republican primary yesterday, more or less, given the way that Wyoming looks politically, served as kind of the election for the governor. So Mark Gordon, he is the state treasurer. He's been the state treasurer since 2013, won the Republican primary. He narrowly beat Forrest Fries, who is a longtime major Republican donor. He gave a lot of money to Rick Santorum's campaign in 2012, and he decided to try his hand at running for political office himself. And it was a pretty wide open race. There were several credible candidates, including Gordon, who's been the state treasurer, and Fries, who has a lot of name recognition, and a couple other candidates who won a lot of money. And Gordon just narrowly came out on top. He got about 32% of the vote, and Fries got 25%. So we can expect Gordon. He's pretty traditional fiscal conservative. He got the endorsement of Alan Simpson from the Simpson-Bowles Commission, so that might give you an idea of his kind of fiscal philosophy when it comes to state spending. He talks about getting the budget under control, shrinking government, cutting taxes, and so in all likelihood, come January, he'll be the next governor of Wyoming.
Fries was backed by President Trump. Was his loss a loss for the president, or is it unrelated?
It's certainly, you know, the president has waded into quite a few primaries this election season at this point. He's won quite a few and he's lost some. You know, he lost in Alabama when he endorsed Luther Strange, and Roy Moore ended up as the Senate candidate there. And yes, last night he hadn't gone out to Wyoming. He hadn't been quite as involved as the president has been in other races like the Ohio special election from a couple of weeks ago. But he did tweet out his support of Fries. Donald Trump Jr. also tweeted out his support, and it doesn't appear that was quite enough. So it certainly doesn't look great for the president that on election day he urges the voters to go out and back one candidate, and it turns out the voters in Wyoming wanted somebody else.
Right. All right. So now let's move to Alaska, which is just fascinating. State Senator Mike Dunleavy wins the Republican primary there for governor, and he's heading toward a race against current Governor Bill Walker, who's an independent, and he's got this Democratic challenger as well, Mark Begich, and people have been pressuring Begich to drop out and support Governor Walker, the independent, in order to avoid the Republican moving into that seat. Is that a possibility? Could Begich drop out?
Yeah, so I do think the next couple weeks, all eyes should be on Alaska if you care about politics and who's sitting in governor's mansion. So the primaries last night were more or less a formality. We knew who was going to win. And what it sets up for November is a genuine three-way race. So you have the independent incumbent governor, Bill Walker. You have Mike Dunleavy, who's been a state senator for the better part of a decade now. He's the Republican candidate. And you have Mark Begich, the Democrat, who represented Alaska in the United States Senate until 2014. So those are three candidates who've been around for a while. People know who they are. They have a record of public service. And so it has the potential to shape up as a true three-way race. And the fear, especially if you're a Democrat or if you're more towards the center, is that Begich and Walker, who both position themselves as more pragmatic, centrist candidates, that they'll end up splitting the vote, and that would open it up for Dunleavy, the Republican, to win, even if he only gets like 40% of the vote. And we've seen some polling that suggests that's a real possibility. So there's a deadline coming up September 4th. That's when the general election ballots will be finalized. And so over the next couple weeks, the Begich and the Walker camps will be talking about whether they can cut a deal. I've already talked to some folks in Alaska who say there have been some preliminary discussions, and that deal could take a couple of forms. Begich could drop out and endorse Walker, or vice versa, or they could join up and run on a unity ticket together. That's something that's happened in Alaska before. But the real import of the primary election last night is that the clock is now ticking on that September 4th deadline.
Very good. We'll be watching Alaska. Dylan Scott is a policy reporter for Vox. Dylan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.